Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as always, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, before we go into prayer, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God again on tonight. So I pray that you get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. So we all open up in prayer. I'm asking all listeners to go and pray with me at this time because we serve a God that can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son. It's in his name that we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in spite of our sin. Heavenly Father, we come now and home in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, that our work for you will be accomplished as you have set forth in it to do and be done in the earth for your glory. So now, Lord, we pray and ask you that you will move by your spirit through your word on tonight for every listener, Heavenly Father, that may be tuned in that are not saved in your Son Jesus' name on tonight is our prayer and hope and desire that something will be said through your word that will touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name even on tonight. And after being saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill that God purposes in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your spirit through your word, that it will be received in love, Heavenly Father. Open the listeners' ears that your word will be received. And after they hear your word, they will become more doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we pray, Lord, that you would help us to decrease now so that you may increase in us for your glory. We pray now, Lord, and we lift up in a special prayer the family of the young police officer that was killed on Christmas Eve in California. I don't remember his name, but you know who he is, and you know what his family stands in need of. Not only his family, but all those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, over this holiday season, even on today. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen their hearts. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our comforter. You are our strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray now, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we ask that you once again have your way over the airways on tonight. For you know who's listening and what they stand in need of. And continue to bless each listener. That we will continue to spread the good news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and all of those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, say amen. Well, on tonight's scripture, food for thought comes to us saying, God's no is not a rejection. It's a redirection. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, not only to you, the listeners, but it goes for me as well. God's no is not a rejection. It's a redirection. I'm asking all listeners on tonight, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. And also, after Pastor Norman King have delivered God's word on tonight, please do not hang up your phone. Please do not go off the internet, because he's going to be ministering to us after he have delivered God's word on tonight with a closing song titled Go Get It by Mary Mary. So that's going to be his closing song after he have delivered God's word on tonight. But for right now, we're going to go to our music break, and we pray that you will be blessed by this music break, this word, this powerful word through the music break. So especially for those that are faithful doers of God's word, this is for you on tonight. So we're going to want you to know, continue to be encouraged in the Lord, because of this, the title of this song, it speaks for itself. So enjoy the music break.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your seat. Jesus has begun a great work in you. He's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Jesus has begun a great work in you. He's faithful to perform. Our God is faithful.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. For those of you that are doing a great work in the Lord, we want you to know, continue to be encouraged in the Lord. So sometimes we have to encourage one another in the Lord. So that's what we're trying to do on tonight through this song. God is doing a great work in me. And that song is by Brother Brian Wilson. For those of you that would like to look him up on YouTube or however you want to look him up, Brian Wilson is the singer of that song. God's doing a great work in me. So whatever you're doing for the Lord, continue to be faithful in what you're doing for the Lord, because it's not in vain. So right now, before I bring forth Pastor Norman King, that's going to bring forth the word, for you that are listening, if you're listening for the first time, I do, again, hope that you have your papers and pens and paper ready to receive the word. But also, take these three different shows and titles of the shows and their host names down so you can tune in by these other shows that the Lord has blessed to be up under my direction. And I don't take it lightly or for granted. So I, as I always say, it's marvelous in our eyes what the Lord is doing through this worldwide platform. So the Lord has given three other hosts up under my direction shows. And the first one is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He is the host. Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey as the host. His show comes forth every first and third Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking with host Ciara Renee. Her show airs each fourth Thursday and first Saturday night. Once again, Clinically Speaking with host Ciara Renee. Her show comes forth each fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And finally, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each second Thursday and fourth Saturday night. Once again, Ministry I'm Possible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambis, each second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you want to tune in if you can and be blessed by God's word through them, God's vessels as well. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth once again my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing the word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful, Brother James, for the opportunity to be on this worldwide platform to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me, knowing that God's word will never return void, and that it will always accomplish what it's set to accomplish. And I thank God for this opportunity tonight. And we're going to talk about, you know, preach and teach on a subject matter that's going to kind of be, in some ways, picking back off of last week when I spoke, but also the Holy Spirit laid in my heart to come this way because we get ready to go into a new year. So it's going to put some things on some minds of some people to make them be aware of what is behind, let it stay behind, that we may move forward to the future that God has ordained for us. So this time, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we so humbly grateful for thy presence. We thank you for allowing this time to be as it is. We take it very seriously and not lightly by no means. But we know that by your grace and your mercy, we are here. And we know, Father God, there's someone that needs to hear this word. And we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. And we pray, Father God, that as James openly said, that, you know, allow yourself to be humble to receive what the Lord has for you tonight. And that we pray, Father God, for all the prayers that's been prayed, Father God, knowing that God has an answer for all your prayer and all your prayer requests. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, I'm going to be looking at Psalms 119, 105. That's my scripture. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It says, "The word, thy word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we're going to talk about the word of God being a lamp. And we're going to talk about how that light, which is the Lord, our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, is got the way already paid for us. Amen. So tonight's topic is called God Has Called You to a good life. Amen. God has called you to a good life. But with this life that God has called into us, he wants us to be very conscious that there are some paths that we have to take. Now, keep in mind that everything that we are to experience in this life has already been done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's not nothing new. We just got to be able to allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit, that he will make these things visible in our mind, visible in our sight. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we're talking about taking paths. And God reemphasizing, God wants you to have a good life. Now, taking the path that is God's path is what we got to do. We have to take that path. Amen. Now, we know that thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You know something. I keep on reemphasizing because I want to make sure we get it. Amen. And the path that God has for us is a good life. I was telling a friend of mine on the phone earlier, I said, now, we never should get in competition with the world, because what's good to us, according to the scripture, has a different meaning than what the world called good. So see, what's good to us is righteous. So when I say stuff like God wants you to have a good life, it's about a righteous life. Amen? And he wants us to follow a path that what? Has already been prearranged for us. Amen? None of us is a mistake. Our life is already prearranged. And see, the sooner we come in contact with that, the better off we are, that we know that nothing does not just happen. Amen? Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar scripture. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. And then he goes and says, thoughts of peace. Amen. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now let me back up, because this is three different angles right here. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace. So our thoughts are supposed to be peaceful thoughts. So some of you tonight may be having a lot of rage and a lot of things happening in your life. Understand, we have to put that under subjection. Amen, because that's not what God has intended for us. He wants our thoughts. He wants our mind to be clear. He wants our mind to be at ease. That's why he says, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So he wants us to know what the end going to be. You know, that's a song, like several songs, that it sounds good. Okay, come on. some of them are very traditional. But what God wants to know is know what thus said the Lord, the word. Amen. The song is, I believe I run on, to see what the end going to be. In other words, he's saying, I don't know, so I guess I run to see. Well, Jeremiah 29:11 says, to give you an expected end. Amen. So he wants you to know within your heart, within your mind, what your expected end is to be. And that's to be in heaven, living eternally with God. Amen. But now he got us dispatched on this earth for a divine purpose. Amen. And even though we may have some rough spots, and even though we have some rough roads, what God has sent me by again to reemphasize, like last week, is that he wants to stay or get back on the path. What? The good path. Amen. Which is God's path. In other words, 2018, should I say, what you didn't accomplish, what you didn't do, amen, it's behind you. We know we got a couple more days to go. Today is what, the 29th, right? Okay. What God is saying, position yourself. If it's something that you need to repent of, repent and keep it moving. And one word the Lord keep putting in my spirit to share with people is the word intimacy. And we know what intimacy is. We must have an intimate relationship with God. Amen. Some of you are stuck, and some of you are tired. Not just tired, but sick and tired. That's why God sent you by and let you know that God has called you to a good life. Amen. And we got to follow the path. The path that's being prearranged for you and prearranged for me. Amen. Even though we have done some wrong things, and even though we made some wrong decisions in 2018, that those decisions that we made, it didn't cancel out God's plan for you. I'm going to say again, even though we have done some wrong things, even though we made some wrong decisions, God sent me by tonight to let you know that it didn't cancel out God's plan for you. Amen. And I emphasized last week, I said that your worst day as a Christian is still better than your best day as a sinner. Because we was going to hell, y'all. Amen. So your worst day as a Christian is still better than your best day as a sinner, because when we was a sinner, we was going to hell. Amen. So I want to reemphasize that God has called you and I to a good life. The Holy Spirit, one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit will help and show you how to walk in this good life. Amen. Jesus said, without me, you and I cannot do anything. Amen. So, and one thing that God's plan has not changed for you and I, even though we made some wrong choices, even though we made some bad decisions, it has not canceled out what God has prearranged and what God has predestined for you and I to walk in. Amen? Now, what Satan wants to do is to hold you in your past. Come on, 2018, huh? Satan wants to hold you in your past. You know why? So he can keep you from your future. Come on. God has called you to a good life. So don't let people, amen, keep you in your past. I was in the barber shop early this morning before the sun rose up. And a lot of things that we notice that people say, and sometimes they say it because they just don't know no better. And that's why God wants us to, King Solomon said, trust in the Lord thy God and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths, right? We find a lot of times, I'm talking about within the kingdom of God now. I ain't coming outside the kingdom, within the kingdom. Sometimes we blame the wrong folk for the decision that we make. And we live in a time that people always want to blame people. I'm just leave it like that. You want to blame people for this and blame people for that. But yet the bottom line is, if you was, okay, Holy Ghost, all right. We got to take ownership in the decision that we make and quit always blaming somebody else for what we are not doing. In other words, take responsibility for your action. Amen. When I was in the service, you know, I was a sergeant in the Army, and one of the things they taught us in leadership school about responsibility is said, take responsibility and seek responsibility for your action. Now, I don't know who this for, but this is for somebody tonight. Take responsibility for your actions. Amen? Seek responsibility. See, sometimes you get stuck in a rut because you always want somebody to have to tell you something. Amen? But God is saying seek responsibility. In other words, God, I'm going to go back to what I said a while ago. Your life and my life is what? It's been prearranged already for us. Amen? We got to take the path that God has for us. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. God wants to know it tonight. There's someone who knows this scripture, and you've been surfacing it across so fast, but God says, slow it down, break it down. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. In other words, I'm not going to walk anywhere without being God conscious of his holy presence within me. Amen. Because you must understand that that word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. And a light unto my path. When I was in the service, I remember we used to be in the woods and we would go through navigation training, and you have a map and you have a compass. And you seem to be lost. And what you do with that map, you put that map on top of, whether it be on the ground or whatever it is, and lay that compass down. That compass is going to turn, you know what I'm trying to say? The compass is going to point to a certain area. And then you take your map, whether north, south, east, and west, and you orientate your map to line it up with the compass. That's the way God's word is. Amen. God's plan has not changed for you. God is still calling you even when you make a mistake. Amen. That's what it's all about. He's saying Satan will hold you in your past, but I have a plan for you. Amen. God has called you to a good life. Amen. And we got to understand that you may have had a rough beginning. And most of us, all of us, I'm not saying, I'm just calling out, all of us in some way in our life, and some of you may be experiencing right now, may have a rough beginning, but you can have a good final outcome if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you in the way that God has already planned for your and my life. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I'm talking about paths that leads you and I somewhere. Amen. And God wants to grow up, y'all. He wants to become mature and get on the prime. Come on, somebody. I mean the prime meat, the best out there. Amen. He wants to have the best of his word by obedience of his Holy Spirit, that you'll know when someone's trying to lead you down the wrong path. And he wants you to call him on it. We got to quit allowing people to treat us like we, I'm just calling out, like we dumb. We don't know nothing. And I've learned this as I get older. I'm more conscious of some of the things that were taught to me by my father, which he's on the glory, amen. And my mother. I can't call one without the other, amen. Because a lot of things I see, even though some of my older generation might couldn't cross that, adopt that eye according to scripture, but they spoke scripture. But then as you learn, what did Paul say to Timothy? Study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And what I learned through my growth is the more I got to God's word, I started realizing that these things that were told to me was scripture. Amen. We started seeing bits and pieces, and you begin to see this is God's word. Amen. I'm talking about paths that lead you and me somewhere. I'm talking about paths that take you and I to our destinations. Come on. Some of you out there is thirst right now. Amen. But you're searching the wrong way. And some of it because you allow yourself to be influenced by man instead of our God, who is a jealous God when you seek anything or anybody above him. Amen. If we stay on the path, if we stay on the path, on God's path, come on, somebody, sometimes we do get off that path. Amen. For God is saying tonight, get back on the right path. Amen. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And, follow y'all, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And one thing, another thing I told you, our life is being prearranged. Amen. God has called you to a good life. According to Psalm 37:23, it says the steps of a good man are directed, amplified, are directed and established by the Lord. Good God. Let me back up. Amplified verse is what I'm reading, y'all. The steps of a good man and woman, amen, are directed and established. In other words, it's directed and established by the Lord, when he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step. So the Lord is so busy, y'all, want us to live the life that he had called unto us, which is what? a good life. Amen. So get out of your past. Amen. What's in the past is in the past. Don't let people bring you. Sometimes my wife made me laugh because she had to get me straight on this. Amen. It's a challenge for us every day, y'all. Get out of your past and get on the path that leads to what? A good life. Amen. My decisions and mistakes have not canceled God's plan for my life. God wants you to encourage yourself with this, what I just said. Sometimes don't wait on somebody to tell you this. Say it to yourself. Amen. That's why it's so important to know God's word. So when you know God's word for yourself and you know you make a mistake, God wants you to know personally, even though you made a mistake, repent of it, because it has not canceled out the plans that I have prearranged for your life. See, the enemy will tell you that you ain't never going to get out of what you're in. Come on, the devil's a liar. And see, some of us are just being too passive. Some of us too passive. We let people treat us any kind of way. But you better learn something about your Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior. Jesus was a radical, y'all. Yes, he sure was. Look here. And you and I got to be radical. Don't sit there and be a doormat for somebody to walk all over when they're speaking something that's contrary to what the Word of God has said. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, the devil has a lot of you beat up. Yeah, you do. And you beat yourself up. Yeah, you know this. Now bump all that mess. Now, just know that God has called you to a good life. I want you to get this word now, huh? I want you to get this word and allow it to marinate. Yeah. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Say, I don't care what I've done. I've done some things that wasn't right, but I know one thing for sure, that my God has called me to a good life. Don't let the devil beat you up. Amen. It don't matter what mistakes you have made. Let go of 2018. Huh? Let go of this morning. Let go of 5 minutes. Let go of 1 minute ago. Amen. Because God wants us to look what? Towards our future, which God has for you, which is what? A good life. God said he knew you. Huh? He wants you to choose the right path. Yes. And not the path of drugs. Come on. Come on. Anything that you know that it caused damage to you, God saying, let it go. Let go of your past so you can go towards your future. 2018, anything that you didn't accomplish that you wrote and set to accomplish and you fell short, just understand that, just repent of that and know that it has not canceled out the plans that God has what prearranged for you. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It will lead you around all traps. Yes, I want you to become very conscious of God's presence and know that even though sometimes you seem like you walk on a tightrope, just know that the Holy Spirit, amen, will lead you around all these traps, amen. Mm-hmm. And God wants you to become the lender and not the borrower, amen, amen. Romans 13:8 says, it's right here, keep out of debt. This is amplified, keep out of debt. And owe no man anything except to love one another. That he who loves his neighbor, who practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow man, meeting all its requirements. Amen. The word can control our decision if we let it. Amen. Because some of us, okay. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. I love, and I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. I love the story about the prodigal son. He got on what? The wrong path. And he got so low. Some of you may be low right now. Amen. And you know it's a witness of what I'm saying tonight. Some of you who have been through it yourself, but then you like the prodigal son, you got so low. And this prodigal son, he got so low that he was treated like a hog. He made a lot of wrong decisions. Amen. But when the Bible said, but when he came to himself, some of you is going to come to yourself tonight. I'm just going to call him. Some of you is going to come from this preached word. You're going to come to yourself tonight. Amen. And God is saying tonight is your night. Amen. And the reference, I'm going to give you a reference to look up this prodigal son illustration. You'll find it in Luke 15, 17 through 24. Luke 15, verses 17 through 24, you will read it about the prodigal son. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So some of you are stuck. Some of you are stuck. You're still stuck. Even from last week when I preached the same message, it re-emphasized some of it. You're still stuck because you haven't made the decision. God's saying make the decision like with the decision you need to make is to repent. Sincerely repent of your sins. Because God can't work with you, through you, until you repent of your sins. Amen. Not from your head, but in your heart. Amen.
In your heart.
You got to get past your past. Amen. You can't hold on to your past because you know why? It's blocking your future. Amen. I'm going to say again, the topic for tonight is God has called you to what? A good life. Amen. And you got to move past your past. Amen. Amen. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal to win. This is the Amplified, y'all. I'm gonna back up. It's the Amplified. I like to call it out because I don't want you to hear me quote a scripture, then you go and look at it and it sounds different. So I got to let you know what translation I'm reading from. So Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the what? Supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. Let me back up a little bit, y'all. I want to make sure we get this. I like how the Amplified, it blows this scripture up, right? It says, and this is Paul talking, but the intent is for you to take it personal. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize. See, don't accept mediocrity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never say what you can't do. Because, you know, Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Never put yourself, and never consider yourself as a, what's that word I'm thinking about? Don't ever put yourself as a minority. Through Christ Jesus, we always, I'm going to say it again, through Christ Jesus, we are always what? The majority. We are always what? The majority. I'm going to reemphasize, even though your beginning may have been rough. Come on. That's why you back here tonight to this message, because the Holy Spirit said, no, you got some more to get. That's why he got me reemphasizing this thing. Even though your beginning may be rough, but your ending, which is the now, can be good, but it's up to us making the right choice tonight. Amen. Don't quit. Do not quit or give up. Just move past your past. God ain't through with you. Come on. Amen. Just get past your mistakes. Amen. And some of us, I heard in the Bible shop this morning, just rehearsing and rehearsing your past. Listen, forget that what's behind you and press toward the mark of the prize. Move forward. Amen. When you're around people rehearsing your past, amen, you got a choice to stop them. Amen. You got to stop them, and they still want to continue. Then maybe you need to choose a different place to hang out at. Amen. Because you're trying to rise above that mess. Come on, somebody. Amen. So my point is, sometimes you got to share some folks. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You got to share some folks sometimes. You got to do what? Your past must be what? Your past. I'm going to say again, your past must be your what? Past. Amen. Tell Satan and people that they can't take your past and beat you up with it no more. See, some of you, I'm going to say again, you're too passive. You're too passive. You put up with some mess. You better start speaking what thus said the Lord. Amen. Let them know I've been bought with a price. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to God. Huh? God said, I have a good life for you. Come on, stay with me. That's what God, see, I'm being real, y'all. I'm speaking this thing just so plain. It has so much simplicity, amen. God said, I have a good life for you. Stay with me on my path. Man, you can't get on this path without renewing your mind, though, huh? Philippians 2:5 says, like you said, he said, let this same
attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let him be our example in humility. Amen. So in other words, we got to have the same attitude that Jesus had. Well, if you're sitting trying to figure out what it is, I urge you to get in a Bible study. Get in a Bible-based church. If you're not in one, hello. Hello. And hello. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Hello. Amen. Because in order for you to get this same attitude that Christ is, you got to be in the Word Church, y'all. Come on. Amen. Because, see, God wants you to see you. He wants you to see yourself like he see you. See, God sees you and I as a winner. I'm going to say it again. God sees you and I as a winner. Because he wants you to know that the greater one, which is the Holy Ghost, come on, somebody. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He wants you to have some new thoughts. In other words, if you got some old thoughts in your mind and you've been bombarded by all this mess, all this junk, he said 2018, let it stay behind you. Amen. If you got to relocate, I told you a while ago that the illustration when I was a soldier, well, I'm always a soldier, but when I was in the Army, amen, taking that map and taking that compass and orientating that compass to that map, God is saying in your life, your compass is the Bible. Come on. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you to the prearranged plan that God has for you. Amen. Paul says, but this thing I know, I'm forgetting what lies behind. See, some of you still trying to hold on to some junk that you know ain't no good, and you're stuck in a rut. Amen. But God is saying, 2018, let it stay behind you. Forgetting what lies behind, he said, and reach toward a forward motion, he's trying to say, what lies ahead. I press. With somebody trying to put you in, look, okay, all right, Holy Ghost. If you feel weak, okay, if you feel heavy laden, and you're trying to figure out, because you're around some super spiritual person, trying to lay all this stuff on you, just say them in a simple way. Say, look here, I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, I'm going to tell you something. If you want to silence somebody who's all religious, super spiritual, just say Jesus. And every time they come back with something, you ain't got to say nothing else. Just say Jesus. Matter of fact, if you want to go with the Greek, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they keep on trying to just say over and over again. And I guarantee you, they either going to change how they talk to you or they're going to what? Flee. Huh?
So
I press. I'm not going back. Some old hater is trying to keep you stuck. You know why? Because they stuck. Amen. But you got to press through your haters and your opposition. Amen. Y'all be in prayer with me because we having a wash night service Monday night. And I wasn't even going to have one, Cousin James, and the Holy Spirit convicted me. Actually, he rebuked me, amen, because I'm using a different place with ministry right now. And then people start crying, their souls start crying out, and they know that for so many years, over 20 years, I've always had one, you know, amen. And I thank God that everything worked together for the good to them to love God and called according to what his purpose, amen. So when you see that God see you as a winner, you're getting past what? Your past. I want to thank God for the opportunity, I say again, to make myself available through obedience. I got to use the word obedience. Through obedience to speak the word in which God has given me for this set time. Amen. Because it's God who does it, and it's not me myself. And I take it not lightly for the opportunity and privilege that God has given me. So I pray that whoever it is, God, know, remember I said earlier when I first started, God's word never returns void. It has already accomplished what it was set to accomplish, because there's somebody on the side of my voice who was today prayed about this word, and God has given you this word tonight on this blog, talk radio. I may not be saying the way I spoke to, but you get what I'm saying. Amen. We thank God for all of you tonight who have took the time out of your busy schedules to be listeners of this show tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. So I think, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for all what you have done and all what you're going to do. And I just pray that whoever that person or person is who this word was designed by you for, that they will receive this word tonight, Father, and they don't allow anything to hinder them from this night going forward, because this night was prearranged as well by you for them to receive this divine instruction tonight from your male servant tonight, Norman mm-hmm. King. We pray and we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let the church say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. So now amen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this song. And then after the song's over, then Brother James in heaven.
You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your growing. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you home. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one does, cause you
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King once again for delivering such an awesome, powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this on tonight. God has called you and I to a good life, So I thank God for that word on tonight, and I know that the listeners really got a lot out of that word on tonight. And I thank God for Pastor Norman King for reminding us, and I say it all the time, you know, that's why it's important that we hide the word of God in our hearts, because sometimes we cannot always get to our pastor, our man or woman of God that has spirit that are watching over our soul spiritually here on earth. It's good to know that we have pastors that are praying for us and that are teaching and preaching God's word to us. So, but what's important also is that we know enough of God's word for ourselves, like Pastor Norman King said, it's personal, that we don't always have to wait on the pastor. We can learn and know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And sometimes we need to do that. Take time out and encourage yourself in the Lord. Because sometimes if you wait on another Christian or someone that say they love you to encourage you in the Lord, you hold your breath and you'll be holding your breath until Jesus comes. Because you need to know that you need to know the word of God for yourself. And that's why I love the word of God. He says, hide it in your heart so that you might not sin against him. And so that through that word, when times come in your life, that no one around you are encouraging you and they see that you need encouragement, you can encourage yourself in the Lord. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that it has been received in love. And I pray that there's someone that may be or have been spiritually blind before receiving this word or hearing this word, after hearing this word, that you now can open your own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, even on tonight, and be saved in his name, because God is still saving. He's still working miracles. He's still healing and delivering and setting people free, even on tonight. So we thank God for this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. I pray for you, the listeners, that you will be safe over this the next few days, because we know we are upcoming on year 2019. If it be the Lord's will that we live to see it. And many of us, we've come this close to year 2019, but guess what? Someone is not going to live to see it. It may be me. It may be you. We don't know. So don't take your life, don't take it lightly or for granted. So that's why it's important to know that you're saved in Jesus' name. Because guess what? Bullets have no names on them. And the way they're shooting these bullets off in the air at holiday season times, and it almost sound like cannons and grenades going off, but you never know where they're going to land. So it's important that we don't take our lives for granted. We can be here 1 minute and gone the next. There's an old phrase years ago that used to say that you're here one day and gone tomorrow, but that has changed. If we continue to watch the news, we see now that you could be here 1 minute and gone the next. So don't take your life for granted. Don't take your soul, eternal soul for granted, that and think that you're going to live to see God in eternity without having Jesus in your life. See, just like I said on the other day, and it's a fact. This is not fake news. This is a real fact. This is reality according to the word of God, not me, according to God's word, that in order to be saved, you can only be saved through Jesus Christ. And why? Some people may be asking that question. Why is that? Since God is our Heavenly Father and Creator, yes, he is everyone's Father. Again, he is not everyone's Father. God is not everyone's Father. He is everyone's Creator. He is he's your Father if you have accepted his Son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. So don't get it twisted. Don't let the enemy continue to bamboozle you and think that you're saved because you called on the name of God. You got to be saved in Jesus' name. And why, again, another question, God is a spirit. You cannot kill a spirit. So that's why Jesus came down in the form of flesh as a baby, in the form of a man, to pay our sin debt with his own sinless, precious blood on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. So he loved God the Father so much, then he loved mankind so much that he came down, then he surrendered and gave up his own life for you and I, that we could be redeemed back to our Creator. Now, back to the question for some that are still confused on tonight. I did not forget where I was at. For those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name, again, the only way that you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Because some people are still believing that since they're not saved, I've heard people say, I'm not saved, but I prayed and God answered my prayer. No, God, maybe to you he answered your prayer. The only prayer that God will hear from a sinner is a sinner's prayer that's asking to be saved in Jesus' name. And then once you become saved in Jesus' name, then God becomes your Father. So again, God is everyone's Creator, but he's not everyone's Father. He's only the Father to those that have accepted his Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. So if that's you on tonight, while you still have blood running warm in your veins and you have breath in your body, even on tonight, because you're not promised the next second. Don't take it for granted. Call upon the name of Jesus while you have a time and while you have a chance to be saved in his name and mean it from your heart.
Huh?
And he will save you. That's a promise from God.
Amen.
He wants you to be saved because first, it's not God's desire that any souls be lost. So we pray that you be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. But as we're ready to close out this year 2018, we are going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me. And before we go off the air, I would like to say happy holiday season to each and every one of you. If it be the Lord's will, happy 2019. And remember that God has called you and I to a good life. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory and honor and praise for who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We know that we don't deserve it. You're not worthy of it, but we thank you because of who you are. You are faithful. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints. For the faithful, committed, humble doers of your word all over the land, you have no respect of persons. You're blessing your people all over the land. So continue to help us to encourage ourselves in your word that we can continue to walk upright and that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us no matter where we go, because we know that Jesus is the light of the world and we are to be examples of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for your man of God who delivered your word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless his life. Continue to bless the works of his hands. Continue to bless the ministry that you have placed him over as the under-shepherd. Continue to bless his wife and family. Grant them the desires of their hearts. Not only them, but every faithful doer of your word that continues to listen to this broadcast, continue to bless them and the works of their hands. And also continue to touch their hearts and minds and spirits that they will continue to spread the good news about this ministry, that you will be glorified, that as others tune in to be blessed by it through your word, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to move by your spirit in our lives, continue to lead and guide each and every one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that we will be able to complete and do everything that you have called for us to do in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are trusting and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, that's the show for tonight. I pray that you continue to be blessed in the Lord. Continue to walk in your God purpose, not in your neighbor's God, in your neighbor's God purpose, not in your pastor's God purpose, but you have to know what your own God purpose is. Stay in your lane. Do what God called you to do. So don't be a busybody trying to do and see what everybody else is doing. You do what God called you to do. And if you don't know what your purpose is, and this is something else I always say continuously, and I'm going to continue to say it because somebody needs to hear this. I had a senior citizen one time at the place I was playing as a musician, and she's about 80-some years old, and she came up to me as I was getting ready to open up the service, and she said to me, this is plain and clear, baby, I don't know what my purpose is on earth. And I stopped. And I asked her to say, and I asked her how old she was, and she told me. I said, well, guess what? You're still breathing. You still have breath in your body. I said, it's really simple. If you don't know what your God purpose is, God still has you here for a reason. Open your mouth, mean it from your heart, God, what the God purpose is, and he will reveal it to you. Because guess what? He wants you to know what your God purpose is, because only you can fulfill it. So that's why it's important that you know what your individual God purpose is. So continue to walk in your God purpose, not only for the rest of this year, but throughout 2019, all for God's glory. So we thank you for your tuning in faithfully, and I pray that you continue to tune in throughout the year 2019, continue to be blessed by God's word. Until the next time, blessed of the Lord. God loves you. I do too. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray.
Jesus.